I'm Yvette Mayer, and this is the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm a corporate dropout with a 30-year background in marketing and advertising, who after a breast cancer-style wake-up call realised I felt stuck and drained and longed to feel lit up and liberated. Forward to today, and I am living that reality. I'm an online intuitive business coach with a multi-six-figure business, living as a digital nomad, and supporting my clients, my students, and you to grow online businesses that are profitable, scalable, and impact-driven. If you're ready to feel lit up and liberated as you claim your place as a digital CEO, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm so excited because I have an incredible human special guest extraordinaire joining me this week in that of the lovely Kristen Werner. Welcome to the podcast, Kristen. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so well. I'm so excited to be here. I love being around your energy, and I love just this space in general and podcasting and sharing what we know is amazing. So thank you so much for having me. I'm pumped.
I'm pumped too. Mm. Now, for the beautiful listener community out there, I wanted to give you a little bit of a backstory on Kristen. She is like Emma, who I had on a few weeks ago. Somebody that really went on the journey from listening to this podcast and taking a step towards me in the form of originally joining the Digital Product Academy course. Mm-hmm. And then from there, having an amazing experience, if I do say so myself.
definitely.
And then joining the Mastermind. So she did a round of the Momentum Mastermind last year when it was 12 weeks. And then mm-hmm. recently she's invested into this year's annual membership Mastermind, which is so exciting because I love this woman. I like, she just said she likes my energy. I thrive on being with Kristen.
Oh, I love that.
I also just, oh my goodness, I am so excited for the journey that she's on and the incredible transformation that she's experienced since she first walked into my world. Not taking all the credit, but just to be part of that journey has been phenomenal. She has had a few twists and turns, and that is so normal in entrepreneurship, to kind of go in a direction only to find that there's a pull, and the pull is to pivot. It certainly happened to me. And so when I saw this pull in Kristen, I held that space with the Mastermind ladies for her to change course, and it's been absolutely amazing. And I don't want to give you more than that because Kristen can tell the story better and more powerfully. So, Kristen, welcome again.
Yes. And yes, thank
let's
you.
Hear about that journey that you've been on.
It's been a wild ride, but I think the most amazing part with being part of the Mastermind and being with a group of women that can support what feels like you're changing. Like the thing that I was really frightened of is I now am quite comfortable with calling it multi-passionate entrepreneur. I have had spaces of time where I've gone, oh, you've not done it again, Kristen. Now you're switching directions, you're switching places. What are you doing? You just need to focus on one thing. And that's a lot of self-talk that I've worked through, and with working with the Mastermind was phenomenal because I was on a track and I was doing learning and I was focused on making that happen. And last year's word for me was focus. So I had like this, do the learnings, do the things, invest in yourself. And then we got to, I think, was it 2 weeks before the end of the Mastermind? And
10 weeks in.
And like there was bits and pieces of this visibility coaching coming to light. And I was trying to put this puzzle together and it just wasn't fitting in what I was doing before. And not because I didn't love it, because it just, what really lights me up and makes me liberated, if you'd like to put it that way too, is to empower women. Yeah, it's to empower women with their own self-confidence and self-worth so that they can show up, be visible for their business, tell their story, and to combine all of those things to grow their business in a way that feels really authentic and really does build connection. And I was trying to do that in this other space, and I was like, hang on, it's just not working. And then all of a sudden, what was really beautiful about the Mastermind was this permission from all of you beautiful women to say, Kristen, it's okay. this is normal. And what we've watched from you is it's kind of like you guys like, oh, she's finally clicked. Like, we couldn't tell her that. But it was just this really cool moment where everyone was like, yeah, well, that makes sense. And I was like, oh, it does. So it was a really nice culmination of moments for me that was a permission to be okay with the fact that where I was going was right at the time, but not right for where I'm going now. And that's what's so exciting about where I'm going now, because it's just, it feels like me and it totally lights me up, and I'm really, really enjoying that path. So, yeah.
And to be around you, like, you had so much passion for previous iteration of your entrepreneurship, let's call it.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is another level, like, seeing your vibes, like, your vibration has elevated. There is no other way to put it.
Yeah.
And that is so amazing to be around, and also magnetic to your audience, because you're in your power. And this is what happened for me when I shifted into business coaching. I went from, I'm loving this, you know, I really enjoy coaching, but also having moments of, is it really working? And who am I to do this? And then when I connected the dots between my 30-year background in business and my passion for helping women feel more lit up and liberated, that took me into a place of supporting them to grow their own businesses to achieve that. All of the dots joined. And with it, what I've seen from you that happened to me as well is the self-doubt. It's always going to be there a little bit. Really, really significantly reduced. And what was in its place was, I'm amazing. Like, this is me. This is all of me bringing forward my experience from my entire life in a way that's powerful to support others. And that's what I've seen in you.
And that's what I find really cool now, is that all of a sudden, all the pieces of the puzzle and the story of my life and the experience that I've had, which is what I do when I work with women, is bring those, the culmination of their stories together to help them grow their confidence. But what I saw is I kind of did that, and all the pieces came together, and all of a sudden, you know, I clicked into the fact that my brand, my marketing, my design, my visionary, all of those things that I do so naturally, along with personal branding, mentoring, coaching, all just came together in this beautiful space that I think we were having a session and you said to me, you know, you're a visibility coach. And I was like, yes, I am. And being that for me now is about, it's not just the turning up on video and being really confident there. It's about knowing and owning and understanding the power of your story and how to bring it to the surface. And I feel like when I'm empowering and talking to women about that, it's talking to them about why that part of the story is so incredibly important. Because if you can nail what that is, you become more confident in sharing your story and turning up and showing up and being on video, because there's that self-doubt is slowly simmered, because all of a sudden you're not kind of thinking to yourself, oh, I can't say that, or that's not me, or I haven't done that. It's drawing on the fact that that's a life experience that you've had. It's a moment you've had. It's a life lessons you've learned, and nobody can take that from you. So all you are doing now is ultimately sharing that to grow your passion and your business and to connect with your community in a way that you might not have done before. And, you know, what's really fascinating to me is I did a poll in a Facebook group. I think there was like, say, 85 or 90 people replied to this poll, which was amazing. And the one of the questions was, why don't you show up? Is it lack of confidence? Is it because you don't want to, is another thing you have to do for your business? And 85% of the women replied and said lack of confidence. And like, the first thing I thought was, what the F, basically, is this thing that why we as women, and not everybody, but why do we kind of have this not confident enough? Like, what are people going to think? What will they say? What if my friends and family see me? What's going to happen? Like, and that's, by doing what I'm trying to do and helping women understand their story, it's kind of like, well, no, I'm okay, because this happened to me. This is part of my journey. And by sharing this, I'm actually empowering somebody else in a moment. And it might be one thing you say that changes their path. And that for me is really, really exciting and something that I've always done. And what's really cool is that it's just clicked that I've always done it, but now it makes sense and how I can translate and coach women through it. I think that's what the mastermind and certainly working with yourself and the other women has taught me, that it's a gift I've got And now I'm able to channel the gift rather than before I just did it and I just, you know, talked to people about it. I did workshops about it. But now as a coach, I just, you know, I think what you said to me, one of my favorite things you said to me was, you're not a teacher, you're a coach. And I was like, oh, because forever I've been a teacher. I've taught the things and I've looked at myself in that light. And as soon as you said that, I've gained a confidence in terms of being able to just coach women through the process and coach them rather than feel like I always have to teach. And I think that for me, that was just a real turning point for how I can show up for myself and my business now, which is really cool.
Yeah. And you, I mean, I know that you've coached a lot in the past as well. You've been a sporting coach, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. So I was a rowing coach, which I love in my teen years, which I absolutely loved. And what I loved about it the most, and I think this is what I love about being a coach and being a visibility coach and doing what I do is it's for me, it's this real cheering on of the underdog. Like what I loved the most about coaching rowing was when I would meet girls that would say to me, you know, Kristen, I can't do that. I'm not fit enough. I'm not strong enough. I can't. And what I loved so much was helping them and empowering them with, yes, you can do one more. You're strong enough and making it really fun and looking at it in a different way and not being so serious. You know, when I did row at school, it was very, very serious. And it was, you know, you had to be the best and the best and the best. And what I did with my crew was I took it down a notch and we had fun. And when we had fun, we rowed so well and we were undefeated for like three, I think my whole seasons, we were all undefeated. And so when I coached with that. And when I coach women now, I coach with an element of fun, like, you don't need to be so serious. And the more fun that you can have with it, the more your personality comes to the surface and the better you are at connecting with people. I think that for me is really cool, is cheering on the underdog, if we will, and helping them look at the shinier side of life that's a bit fun, that, you know, elevates your quirks and your weirdness and shows that to the world in terms of creating an authentic connection.
And you do this so well yourself. Like I love being in your Instagram community. Do you want to share your Instagram handle for the listeners?
Yes, it's @_KristenWerner. And there I'm trying to do reels in a different way is kind of what I think when we had this aha moment for me, I said to myself, okay, well, if I'm going to do video for me is comfortable, like writing captions and sitting down and writing blogs and so forth, I find more difficult because it just takes me longer and I get in my own head and I start overthinking. But if I hit record on a video, I'm good to go. And it doesn't faze me. I don't really have to think about it. I know what's coming. I have an ability to kind of think before I say, not all the time.
But no, you're doing very well right now.
Well, thank you so much. So for me, I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I need to show up on video and I need to prove to my community that it can be done. And what I love about reels is you can do all that. What I hate about reels is this viral. It must be viral. You must follow the trend. Like I'm not into, I enjoy doing the trends and I enjoy doing the songs and all that, but I don't want to do that all the time because for me, this is an education process and I'm here to educate and help and inspire and show people that there's a different way. You don't need to follow a trend and go viral because that's not ultimately going to get you what you want and where you need to go. So I've just tested everything. Like I've had reels that have got 9,500 and I've had reels that have had 50 people watch. And so for me, it's been a really, really fun journey to crack that code of that, I think that mental thing that we all have about if it hasn't got lots of views, it's not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not going to do it. It's too hard. Yeah. And trying to break down that barrier of, yeah, but what if one person sees it and goes, wow, that was amazing. And there's your connection. You know, it's like it's that for me is what I'm trying to do is just show up on video and show people that there's a different way to do it. And it's a muscle. You got to train it. You got to show up. You got to train. You got to run that marathon with training.
Yeah. And it's funny. You've just triggered me into one of my pet peeves, which is coaches that focus on reach as like like maximum eyeballs on your reel or your stories.
Yeah, and it really grinds my gears.
I'm like, who cares if they're not relevant to what you're doing in terms of growing your business online? Because we all have limited time and it's not a secret that we're marketing our business online. Yes, it's organic, but it's not a secret that we're actually there to sell.
No.
Nobody, you know, everybody is aware, our audience is aware that we're there ultimately to sell.
Right? Exactly.
And so why then would we be so focused on, I just want people to see this, any people, so that I feel good about the number of people that have seen it?
Yeah. And it goes back to that vanity metrics that have been talked about for years on Instagram. And, you know, that's why the likes and so forth got taken away. Well, now the real views are what's there to now for us to focus on. And I think, like, I've done it. I've posted them and it's got like 50 watches. I'm like, oh man, wasn't good enough, Kristen. And then I think, hang on, like this is the part that I'm training myself, and I have trained forever. And I'll go into that in terms of like, why I do fitness and so on, because that's a big part of this. But it's training that muscle that the second that I say to myself, and I do this, the second I go, oh man, that only got like 100 views. Oh, what was wrong with it? I'm like, nothing was wrong with it. You posted quality content that informed somebody and you had fun. It's a free platform. You've done nothing wrong. What you've now done is grown that muscle of confidence so that the next time you do it, you might get more, you might get less. So I think that for me is just the biggest takeaway to anybody that's stepping into this space, that's concerned about video views, that's concerned about showing their face, is you've got to train that muscle to help yourself have those internal communications that the second you start going, no one viewed it, I'm not good enough, I'm going to delete it, go, no, that was really good. It was amazing. Good on me for doing it.
You said this earlier, but if just one person received that message.
Yeah.
Through your video or through your post and shifted their perspective, you've done your job.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I love the most.
Like when we sit back and consider that, it's like, oh, yeah. And you're not going to know necessarily that that's happened, because a lot of the time people are quite passive in interacting. So what's important is getting good at knowing yourself, trusting yourself, and having, you know, a high level of confidence in the value you bring, even when you don't get the likes or the comments.
Yeah.
Because trust me, there are more people out there consuming your content and receiving value from it than you realize, always.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. And then, just to go like to go into the fitness side of it in terms of how this training, because it will help you with the reels thing, I think, if I explain that. So being that I'm a coach, was a rowing coach, always loved sport at school, very competitive, but like competitive with myself. I'm the kind of person that if you tell me I can't do something, I'll do it just to prove it to myself. And if anyone else cares, well, that's really great. So for me, I've always looked at it in a different way, that when I am training, when I'm running, and I was always someone that at school said, I can't run, I'm not good enough. And I was like, that was just my stubborn self putting that barrier in front of me, saying, I can't run. And then I had a health scare where I had a melanoma, and it kind of rocked my world at about 23. And I remember saying to myself, right, I was okay, I was fine, but I needed to prove to myself that I could overcome anything. And that self-talk that I sat in, as you would know with the experience you've had, I'm sure, that you sit in and you're just waiting for an answer. And that's all that's going through your head is everything negative, negative, negative. And then you get the answer and you get whatever and you move through it. And so for me, I was like, right, I'm going to run a half marathon. And it, like, literally, I'm not a runner, like, was like walking street to street. I thought, I'm going to run a half marathon. And so I set myself out a plan and I started literally running from corner to corner. And then I started running on the treadmill and then I started building up. And I got to the point where I ran the city to bay, which is 12 and a half kilometers without stopping. And I was like, whoa. And then I decided, right, I'm running this half marathon. And I did it for absolutely no one but myself. And for me, I needed to do it so that I could finish that, cross that line and be like, you did it. See? You taught yourself through every single moment that you said you couldn't do it. You were tired, you were grumpy, you were, you know, overworked, whatever. And so for me, that's now solidly implanted in who I am. So when I'm running, that's my most confident self. And I talk to women about this in terms of part of what I do in the process is helping them, like, not dress themselves, but style themselves for confidence. I call it creating your coat of armor, which is dressing how you need to feel. So putting on something that makes you feel something. And so for me, that's kind of when I'm my most confident self is when I'm in the gym, when I'm working, when we've got a shed gym, we live on a farm, so it's dusty, it's dirty, but I've got my treadmill on it. It's my happiest place on earth. Mm-hmm. And so for me, every time, you know, I put the treadmill up to a couple of inclines and I run a little bit hard. And every time I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, I'm like, do 30 seconds more. And the second I do that, I'm like, you did it. And so when I work with clients, yeah, I like to talk to them around the fact that every time they show up on camera and they feel that nervous energy and they go, oh, I can't do it, I don't want to post it, just post it. Note to yourself that nothing happened to you, but yeah, you've gone one step closer. And so it's building a confidence muscle for me. And that starts with training my body to mentally talk to myself through hard moments. When you think you can't do it, is to say you can do it and this is why. So it's kind of like it's a way to prove to myself that if I can do it there, I can do it here. And I think that's what's so incredibly to women in business is, you know, adding that mental stimulation in terms of physical movement to reaffirm that you are strong, you are ambitious, you can do this. So that's my little quirk, I suppose.
I love that. I love that parallel, and it's so true. Awesome. So tell us, what are your products? Like, what are you actually offering now?
Well, what I'm offering is, at the moment, it's a 3-month one-on-one coaching situation where I work with you one-on-one to really understand you and your business and understand your foundations, your personal brand foundations, get them really rock solid. And I talk about the fact that, you know, you wouldn't build your house on sand because that's going to fall over, right? So if you build your house on rock solid concrete foundations, you can build it up, you can build it out, you can make extensions, you can pivot, you can turn. And so that's what I see a personal brand is. If you can understand the foundations of who you are and what you stand for and why you're doing what you do, then you can pivot, you can turn, you can grow, you can do whatever you need to do because you're always coming back to that foundation. So we start kind of in that process and then work through, I like to bring in my background in marketing and branding to then help you understand and create a strategy for where you're going and understand how to use your profile on social media. Certainly Instagram is my favorite platform because I think it's got some incredible uses. So I like to work there, but I have worked with corporate women in helping them in LinkedIn and helping them just kind of stand out in the busy crowd and create their perfect pitch, I suppose, that's more casual, that's more connectable. Mm. And then I also work through branding in terms of understanding, is your branding on point with who you are, what you're saying and where you're going? And then I love to brainstorm with my clients. So allow them a space to go, no idea is a bad idea. So that's kind of my biggest offer that I love working with. And I'm just building up now to doing group sessions where small businesses can come together for a 6 to a 12 week space where we can throw all the ideas in the bucket and help each other. And it's also nice, I think, and what you've done so well with the mastermind and why I love it so much is getting like-minded women in a space where they are growing their business to share and connect and communicate and get ideas from each other that you may not have thought of. So that's kind of the next step that I'm working towards now, which I'm very, very excited about. As we move forward,
And just to blow your trumpet, what I have also been so excited to see is how quickly you've welcomed clients into your business. With this pivot, it was almost instant.
Yes, I think that's that, you know, what's so wonderful about when you know you're in your purpose and all of a sudden you just feel really really confident in that. And I think, you know, what you've done so well and in the mastermind and stuff is empower us with that mirror, that reflection of you can do it. And, you know, as a coach, I think the most important thing is to have a coach because it really does help you in those moments that we all feel imposter syndrome. We all feel stuck and to have somebody be like, no, you've got this. Here's the way, here's the path. I'm following you and I've got you. And I think that's so incredibly special. So that's been a huge help. I can't downplay that at all.
Oh, thank you. And we absolutely love having you inside the mastermind. It's the best.
It is.
Okay, I'm going to throw you a curly question before we wrap up.
Love it. Okay. Love it.
No, this is not me, but I'm an introvert. I have a service-based business where I'm kind of the brand. but I hate showing up on social media. How do you help me?
I think the biggest thing is going back to what your purpose is and why you want to help somebody. And I only just recently did this with a client in terms of understanding why she's telling her story and why it was so important for her to do that. And she felt like she was telling somebody else's story. And that was really, she was finding it really difficult to do that. And so we literally went back to why. And what I'd like to do is do what's called the seven whys, which is when you think you've got the answer, you ask why again. And when you think you've got that answer, you ask why again. Yeah. And one thing I would certainly say is if you do that process, if you're a writer, write it down. If not, do it verbally and record it.
Yeah.
And then listen back to it and hear the things that you are saying and confront them. Because a lot of the things that, you know, people say start to be, oh, I don't like showing up because I'm not good enough, because I didn't do this. And then all of a sudden we kind of get to this point. I'm like, okay, what happened in your childhood that made you feel like you couldn't do that? I know. Or what did that one kid say to you in class that you laughed at and you have not forgotten that?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's so for me, it's saying to that introvert person, you don't have to show up tomorrow. Like, do not think that you need to show up tomorrow and be the face of your business. But what you do need to do is take really baby steps towards building that confidence muscle. So it's putting a picture up of yourself with a caption, and then it's doing the 15-second story and answering question, and it's being prepared. Like, I think as an introvert, there's a lot of different reasons, but it may be that the preparation side of it and that you think you might fumble your words and that you think you look stupid. Well, do the video, record it, save it, rewatch it. Like, just, I know, and people say, I hate watching myself, I hate hearing myself, but you have to, because if you're not comfortable with it, then you're never going to be comfortable to post it. So I'd say baby steps, like take it really small and know that each step is a step closer, because by not taking any steps, you're not getting closer. So you're not overcoming that fear. You're not building that muscle. You are just staying stagnant and potentially going backwards. So it's baby steps, and rewatch videos, save them and enjoy it.
You've just reminded me how massively entrepreneurship is a self-development journey.
Yeah.
I mean, like, legitimately, if somebody's saying I hate myself on video, that's a whole nother.
Oh, that's a big kettle.
It's like, why? And why? It's another set of whys, right? Like,
yeah.
Why? How can you hate yourself?
I know. And I think it's what was really cool with this particular work that we did the other week was when we actually got to a point and she shared a story and we both were like, there you go. And I was like, you never would have got that if you hadn't have kept going. And if I hadn't have been able to push you, or even been that reflection to, you know, as she was talking to me, I heard so many things that she wasn't saying. And what I love to do as a coach is hear those bits that you're not saying and then just say, hang on a minute, this is what I'm hearing. Mm. And then my client's like, oh. And so I often say, like, okay, I'm going to send you the Zoom, I want you to watch it back. And they're like, no. I'm like, no, watch it back and hear. And then that's a really interesting process because it's confronting. But I think it's important to do, because if you can't overcome that, you can't move past it. You can't rewrite that story if you don't know what the story is. So it's really important.
100%. So, yay, we welcome it all, because yes, self-development is actually the most profound and transformational work we can do in terms of our own life path and satisfaction and joy.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but wow.
And I think it's so important as women, as mums, as career women, whatever you're doing, and even if it's not in your own business, I think it's important from a personal brand kind of standpoint. It will help you if you're working in someone else's business to know what feels right to you and what doesn't, and what steps you want to take next, and not just follow a path that you should follow because it's the next logical step, but follow a path that you know, you desire to follow. I think it's really important to, that's the self-development thing that I love about being an entrepreneur is there's some kind of, with the entrepreneur name, there's some kind of allowance to be okay with being and learning about yourself, and you don't have to be stuck and you're not defined by your job. You are just who you are and you're learning. And I think that for me has been the greatest gift in this whole process.
Yeah, it's such a human experience of growth.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for this conversation.
Absolutely. Pleasure.
And you have so much incredible wisdom and value to bring into the world. So if you've been listening to Kristen, I know you want to follow her. If you didn't write down her Instagram handle, jump into the show notes. I'll have all of the links for you to make this easy. If you want to work with her, you should totally jump in and book a discovery call.
Yes. Because
as you have just experienced, is absolutely phenomenal. Oh, and new podcast coming up.
Yes, it's launched, but Apple Podcasts, as they do sometimes take a little bit time to get up, but it's on Spotify now. It's Magnetic Brand Builders Podcast. So, and in there it is just telling these kind of stories and just trying to uncover what makes us all truly magnetic so that we can learn from each other in such a beautiful space, which is what I love about podcasts. I've learned so much from podcasts. That's how I met you, and I'm so glad I did. So that for me is a platform that's really exciting.
Awesome. And thank you so much for taking the step from listener to actually getting in touch with me.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And yeah, as I said, all of Kristen's links, including her podcast link, will be in the show notes. I'll be back in your ears next week. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I truly appreciate you being here. And if you appreciate me, why not jump on into iTunes and leave me a review? 5-star would be nice. Share it on social media. I can't wait to get to know you. Jump into my DM on the gram anytime at @YvetteMayer_. Other than that, there's a boatload of info in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears soon. Bye for now.